You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Earth Tongue with Out of This Hell. That's from The Great Haunting, which is their brand new record out today. Kia ora, Gussie and Ezra. How are you both?
Hello, we're good.
Yes, very good, thank you.
That is good to hear. You guys are in Berlin at the moment. You've been really busy, not only, you know, releasing a great record today, but you've just been touring with Acid King around Europe. You've been playing a bunch of festival shows, and you're literally about to head back off on the road with Ty Siegel. Have you caught your breath at all?
Yeah, we've had 10 days to chill out, sort out all our, you know, our whole lives, and just sit around in parks and hang out and drink beer. So we're feeling pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's a nice way to ease into, I feel like, an album release, maybe.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Tell us a wee bit about The Great Haunting, because we've talked about, you know, various singles and kind of the world you've been building along the way, but it is really, it's really expansive and really inspired by a lot of interesting, like, film and music references. What is kind of the mood board for The Great Haunting? What were you guys thinking about or diving into when you were writing and recording this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just wanted to make a really great, energetic rock record, and for us to really do the earth tongue thing, but hone in on the songwriting a bit more, and to have a recording that we were more proud of as well. Yeah, just to have a bit more time to hone in on, like, drum sounds and lots of different guitar tones. And I think we had learned a lot from the previous recording we'd done, and so yeah, we just wanted to make a really punchy record that we were really happy with, and that would easily translate live as well.
Yeah,
and it just so happened to fall into a time when we were in, like, during the writing period, it was COVID lockdown, and we were watching a whole lot of 70s and 80s horror movies, so those kind of themes and aesthetics kind of just dripped into the songwriting.
Totally.
And that's kind of how it became this almost horrifying rock opera that it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, almost like a concept album, but we totally did not intend that.
It was accidental.
Accidental.
It just so happened,
yeah,
that all of the songs that we kept, because there was a few extras that we ended up kind of recording and then discarding, but the ones that we kept all ended up kind of just being this quite cohesive, spooky kind of thing. So yeah, that's how we made Great Haunting.
That's awesome. I like that you kind of, on a subconscious level, you were working in this spooky space, and maybe retrospectively you're like, that was the rock opera we were making. Didn't really realize, maybe, as you were going through. But I feel like everything you guys do is very intentional, and it really serves this record super well, because it is like a total world to step into, and the music videos have been really great at kind of, like, deepening that as well. You've got another one out today for Nightmare, which is again shot in probably the spookiest part of the country, which is, you know, the West Coast beach sort of territory. Which beach specifically were you at for this one?
Down at White's Beach, which is between North Piha and Anafata.
Very spooky spot.
Pretty secret little spot there.
It's really gorgeous. What's it been like, kind of, you know, bringing it into a visual space? What kind of discussions have you guys had? Because that's also, you know, for both of you, other hats that you wear when you're working, you know, outside of your own music projects. You're quite often working on other people's music videos, Ezra, you especially, and kind of building other you know, visual landscapes for people. When you're talking about your own music, what do you kind of discuss, or how do you sort of bring people into the fold of that?
Yeah, like, I think a lot of our chats were around our kind of anxiety not to become like a novelty band with sort of these tongue-in-cheek music videos. So we were really talking a lot about trying to strike the balance between these references references to, like, retro cinema, and then also keeping our, like, integrity.
Mm.
So that was always a chat, like, oh, is this too cheesy? Like, are we becoming kind of a meme of ourselves? so that was a chat. And then obviously just, like, putting a lot of images together, like, you know, screen caps from other film in terms of, like, the type of shots that we liked, and even the type of locations, you know.
We decided to kind of hone in on quite a folk horror look for those last two music videos, Out of This Hell and Nightmare, because it's such, like, an overused trope for heavy rock bands to do kind of dark, you know, like, classic graveyard horror movie aesthetic stuff. We thought
play
it'd be
in
cool
a
to,
warehouse.
Yeah, play in a warehouse, put some LED tubes up. We thought it'd be cool to do it kind of in daylight and create some, you know, with some beautiful natural landscapes and create some spookiness that way. We thought it'd be kind of unique way to do it.
Yeah, totally. I think it works really, really well for the sound of the record, and I can understand your own anxiety about, you know, not wanting to feel like a parody of yourself. I think it's so far away from hitting that at all. Like, it's a spectacular thing that you've made. Kind of reminds me of, like,
phew,
people like Peter Strickland or something, you know, who are working with that sort of referential stuff back to a retro space, but it feels very weird and contemporary and like sits in a totally singular position. And I think as a record, concept album or otherwise, it works really, really well. Tell us a wee bit about this tour that you've been on, particularly this Acid King tour that you've just come off the back of. What was that experience like? Because that's a pretty legendary group to be on the road with.
Yeah, as far as kind of legacy, like, stoner psychedelic rock bands go, they're like one of the big ones. So it was pretty amazing. Our booking agents in Germany, they also work with Acid King, so they thought we'd be a good pairing. Of course, when they brought that idea to us, we were super game for it. It was a pretty cool opportunity. We not only did we get to play like 13 club shows with them around Europe, but we also played 3 pretty significant festivals. And yeah, like from the moment we met them in Bremen was our first show together, we got on super well. We felt like the crowds, obviously, you know, 95% of the people at the shows were coming to see Acid King, and we were the kind of hopefully pleasant surprise, like we were introducing ourselves to all these new crowd members, and it just seemed to go down so well. Like, everyone was obviously super into Acid King, and we feel like we got a lot of fans along the way.
Nice.
I mean, they had such amazing stories of touring. Like, so they're a 3-piece, and Laurie, who founded the band, she started the band in 1993, so she's had 30 years of touring.
Wow.
And, just like, she used to be married to Dale Crover from Melvins, and like, they just had, we're kind of like name-dropping people, but in a really like cool, not pretentious way, where you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That person?
Yeah.
So that was really cool. It was great to like hang out with people that have had really sustainable musical lives.
Totally.
Yeah, the Acid King, along the tour, I bought a drum kit and I showed it to the Acid King drummer at the show we had that night, and he was like, just casually, oh, the only other person I know that has that drum kit in that color is my friend Trey Cool from Green Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sweet. That's
like,
oh, chill.
Nice. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, my friend also has a cool drum kit.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
So yeah, they're from San Francisco, so they've got they're just in that kind of US world of people that have been in bands forever, and it was really, yeah, it was just really great to hang out with those guys.
What a good vibe. And you're about to head off with Ty Siegel, your old mate Ty Siegel now, because of course you played with him while he was in Aotearoa. You guys are best buds. You're going to be playing some pretty special shows of that. You're playing the Roundhead in London, which is crazy. You're looking forward to this tour as well?
Yeah, the Roundhouse.
Roundhead Studios here. It's all the same. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's all the same. I mean, this tour doesn't feel real yet. Like,
yeah.
I think we're just a little hoping it all goes well. It's like, it's a huge step up for us over here. And we're obviously super excited. And like, I think we just need a report back on this one, to be honest.
Yeah, hard. Looking forward to hearing about it. And I'm super stoked for you guys about this record. It's bloody good. Congratulations on The Great Haunting. And enjoy celebrating it in Europe. Go have a beer in the park for us tomorrow. And we'll see you real soon. This is Nightmare by Earth Tongue. Go check out the video today. Thank you, Gussie and Ezra. We'll let you get to bed, actually, because it's opposite hours over there.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Thanks, Rachel.
Love it, Rachel. Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.